T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6:09 with the Kellogg Crew. Wonderful to have everybody here today. A few light showers today. Cloudy and a high of 48. All right. Another round of What Would the Crew Do? Thank you so much for all your questions about life and your life dilemmas at advice@947wmas.com. If you have a question, and who are we trying to help out this morning? Dina?
Today it's coming from Devin. She says, I really can't stand my roommate. She leaves me passive-aggressive notes all the time and is just a pain. And now she's somehow become a life coach and gotten several life coaching clients. She has loud phone conversations with them all day, giving them advice. Meanwhile, her life is a mess. Her boyfriend just broke up with her because he caught her cheating on him with his sister's husband. She also gives all kinds of career advice, but she's been fired from 5 different jobs in the past 2 years. She gives nutrition advice, but I swear she eats nothing but junk food. I feel bad for the people she's, quote, helping. So I started leaving her anonymous negative online reviews. My boyfriend thinks it's mean and I should stop. What do you think?
Wow. All right. Well, her slogan for a life coach should be, do as I say, not as I do, apparently.
That's, well, there you go. That's a good one.
That's the first thing. But, I mean, there's some people, a lot of people, including us maybe, where our lives are kind of crazy, you know, off the air. But on the air, you know, we can do a pretty decent job. There's people that have a lot of emotional roller coasters in life, but they still do their job okay.
Look at what we're doing with What Would the Crew Do? I mean, we're kind of doing the same thing.
Right, exactly.
But we're not charging people. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's true. I guess not.
I give tips on healthy eating all the time.
Right.
I mean, it's you're right. You're kind of right where you say, like, I know better, but I don't do it. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean you don't know
right.
proper things to do. You know, a lot of people, I might trust someone who has a lot of relationship problems because they know all the wrong things to do.
Exactly.
So they've
been
through
it.
The right things.
Yeah, it's like when the doctor tells you to lose weight. It's like, I know what I'm supposed to do. I just don't do it. But you're educated about it anyway. So I think if she's a good life coach, then this could be her calling, even though she's lost 5 jobs in the last 2 years.
I mean, look at the other reviews that people are posting. Are they saying she's helped me, she's done great things for my life? And are you just being negative because of what's happening with you in your life with her? You're not paying her. She doesn't have to be nice to you.
Yeah, maybe you should get some advice. Ask her as a professional what you should do with your life with this exact problem.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I wouldn't leave negative reviews because her, you know, it's up to the other person that she's helping whether they want to stay with her or not, if she's really helping them. It's like when you're seeing like a therapist or a psychologist. You know, I went through a bunch because like I wasn't getting what I needed from particular one. So you go to a different one and, you know, the therapists, they see other therapists because they're going through stuff as well.
Yeah, especially after they hear our stories. They're like, whoa, I need therapy myself after listening to Kellogg for an hour.
That's right.
She might be talking to someone else saying, so my roommate Devin. Devin, basically what we're saying is like, you know, let her do her. And if her clients are finding some success with her, then that's great for them.
Yeah, I guess. But the help with the passive aggressive notes, we can't really help with that.
Yeah.
So you have to leave your own aggressive notes.
Yeah. If it makes you feel better, just write them and then just don't give them to her. Isn't that they say what to do sometimes? Get it out on paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, write it, leave it for 5 minutes, come back, and if it's still something you want to say, then do it.
Yeah, because you know she's not going to go and clean your room, because, well.
Was that on the list?
I'm guessing. I don't know. 94.7 WMAS and the Kellogg Crew. And here they are, the top 5 things you need to know for this hour. We're going to talk about some superstitions at number 5 this morning. Friday the 13th is today, so what are people thinking about? Well, 5% of people won't leave their house today because they are superstitious.
Oh.
80% of people are superstitious overall. One in three of us have got lucky socks we depend on to ward off bad luck. And one in three of us have lucky pants as well, which I thought you needed to know. Yeah. Mm. So, lucky pants. I don't know if you go on a date with somebody, you can be called lucky pants after that. I don't know.
I got my straight. Lucky pants on.
Yep.
I consider lucky pants something that I haven't spilled anything on.
Yeah, or ones without holes in them.
Yeah, ones that don't have baby spit up right now.
Ew. All right, number four thing you need to know is, you know, brides are very particular about everything about their wedding, mm-hmm. and they should be. But this one bride-to-be called out a company after she bought their dress online, and okay. she was so angry, saying that the gown looked nothing like the pictures online. She posted the pictures. She's right. They looked nothing like the pictures. The company's response was, you put the dress on inside out. Please put it on the right way.
Wow.
She posted the before and the after pictures, and she said, who knew that they shipped wedding dresses inside out? The dress actually turned out beautiful. So definitely look it up online. It is hilarious.
Awesome. All right, some more Friday the 13th facts, because I love them. About 3 out of 4 people experience bad luck on today, and some people, suffer from the fear of the number 13. About 2 out of 3 mm-hmm. people, which is what, trichodecaphobia?
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's why hotels don't use them for their floor numbers.
Hmm. That's not true, though, I don't think, is it?
That is true.
I don't think so. They have floor 13. True. Yeah, they do.
I mean, some hotels do, some don't.
Yeah, maybe some are just miscounts. You don't know.
I think you're both right.
You know the trichodecaphobias who don't like that floor, apparently.
All right, number two thing you need to know is when you think about your bathroom, and if you think about the dirtiest thing in there, you're like, must be the toilet, right? Mm-hmm. No, actually, the terms of germ counts in your bathroom, your shower curtain is the dirtiest, according to a Safe Home study. Ooh. And you should be washing your shower curtain at least once a month is what they're saying. But more so, they would say, if you could do it a little more often, like every couple of weeks, that'd be best.
You just, like, you know, get the water over to it somehow? Redirect the water coming out of the shower? Clean it while you're in there?
That doesn't clean it, but they're saying it's because of all that mildew and nastiness that grows on it. And not just soap buildup, it's like all of it. So just spritz that down once a month with a good mold and mildew cleaner, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
All right. And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is if you are a Batman fan and you have lots of money, you can get this Batmobile desk clock. It looks like the Batmobile from the old Tim Burton Batman movie from the 80s. It is a beautiful looking thing, but it costs $29,900. Aluminum composite finished with black matte coating, aeronautical grade scratch protection, because I guess if you might throw this clock, you don't want it to get scratched. I don't know. But it's got very specific stuff inside of it, so that's why it's super expensive. But the clock is on the very front of the hood. It looks really cool, but kind of expensive for a little clock. Hmm.
You know, you should go work for QVC. I just hear you talking about that and just saying 10 easy payments, it can be yours.
10 easy payments is a ridiculously expensive clock, could be in your house, and it's scratch resistant.
Very nice. I just ordered 4 of them. All right. And those are the top 5 things you need to know this hour. Hopefully you enjoyed them. If you want to relive them, we post them all up on our website at 947WMAS.com after the show in the form of a podcast.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.